Good evening. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Image Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2AIT.
Okay, there's two. We'll start with K2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff and Clint. And everybody listening there. Well, let's see, we're at 59 degrees. We've been at 59 for quite a while time. And it was a mostly sunny day. We kind of lost the sun later in the afternoon, but I guess we got the rain coming overnight and for the next few days, and then a mix. So we'll have to see what happens. I was kind of sitting here watching the Country Music Awards. I have to date myself by saying I much prefer the older country music. This pop culture country that they call it does not really turn me on. But that's what happens when you get older, I guess. Seven all around. KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack, yeah, it's definitely changing. I'll say that. I'm not a huge listener of country music, but I listen to it from time to time. You can notice it definitely changes. It's been changing a lot. So it seems to me like it's almost like an older version of rock and roll these days. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. All right. Well, thanks, Jack. Thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. K2VLA, Clint, good evening. What's going on?
KD2AIT, good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA, where the rain is coming down now. I noticed I glanced out of the window, and the street's all shiny wet. I guess the rain was scheduled for the coming tonight. Well, today has been sort of a busy day. I had a burial up Silent Key, WA2OFK Harry, my brother. And a lot of the Eds, seven sons, seven children. And there was a lot of them there today, so we're chatting. Some of them we haven't met in 20 years, I think. And they had a good feed after the funeral service. It was a sad day, but it's all about life. So we'll say 73.
Okay, Clint. Yeah, it was a good service. There were a lot of people there. I was really surprised to see them over the last 2 days how many people came through there. And boy, there were a lot of people at the cemetery and everything. And I got to talk to some people I haven't seen in a long time. I had a good talk there with Bobby Z there. You know. You remember, you know Bobby, and he gave me a lot of history of the property up there, up at camp there, North Lake, that I, you know, ask certain people and you get different answers, and then or they didn't know. A lot of the questions WA2FK couldn't remember anymore. He couldn't remember what I'd asked him. He goes, I don't remember the answer to that question. So it was good to get some details from him, and it was good to have a nice long talk with him and Eleanor there. But it was good to see you guys up there today, and hopefully we see each other more often on better circumstances. So thanks for checking in, Clint, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KC2WI.
KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Oh, I heard Clint say it's raining, and I looked out. Sure enough, it is here, and I'm glad I covered the trailer that's got a cord of wood in it, but there's my axe is sitting out there, and I think a few pieces of wood, and I got a late start today, but at least I got one of my cords of wood at the end of the day. I wanted to be able to get out earlier and get it out of the trailer and stack, but I didn't. I've just been, this week has been pretty crazy. Yesterday was a real long day, and sorry I couldn't make it down to Boonville. I kind of wanted to do that, but boy, it's just been hectic here. And between work, and taking a little time to try to get out, you know, while it's not raining or snowing, and try and get everything set for the winter, so... I don't think that's going to happen. There's always another thing to do, but I'm getting there. I haven't had any time to go out and sort of play. What I really like to do is get another antenna or maybe two up on the roof, a 15-meter vertical, or see if I can make the 20-meter one I have back into a dual band, or I have actually a that vertical up in Lake Pleasant, I think maybe I could put up, because the upper bands have been open, and I also have a 10-meter antenna. I have an Antron 99, which I thought was in the garage. I don't see it, and boy, I'd like to put that one up on the roof. So it is one thing to put up a dipole for a line in the trees, but it's another thing to be, you know, on the roof. There's very, not too many days probably where that's going to be possible safely. So, I don't know. I don't think it's going to happen with everything else. But my condolences to you and Clint, and we'll miss Harry. But I guess that's the way it is. So, other than that, I guess not too much new here. I did get a little chance last night to fiddle around with my. Digital interface, and I actually I didn't send, but I was able to receive a digital MT63 digital on Air Force Mars, and it's pretty slick. So that's another thing on the non-essential things to do list that I'm trying to get done. Other than that, not too much new here. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Well, they keep changing their mind, but I think you'll see right now they're forecasting that maybe you'll get some halfway decent weather here on the weekend. But like I said, they keep bouncing it back and forth, being sunny and or partly sunny to, you know, rain. But right now they're saying that either partly sunny or partly cloudy, however you want to look at it. So maybe you might get a chance to get up on that roof yet. And thanks for the kind words in, WA2FK. It was a good service today, so it was a good send-off for him, and I think he would have liked it. So, all right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in.
This is WA2U, I'm making it there, John, good evening.
WA2U, John, good evening, what's going on tonight?
Oh, good evening, Jeff. Repeater's a little noisy here, but WATU. Good to hear Pete and everyone else just tuned in. Nice warm day here in Clay, and wanted to take a chance to check in. Hope all is well with everyone. We have our closing on our property if all goes well on Friday. about 2:30. So I think we'll go up to the new house, camp, whatever. It's all the same property. I have to figure that out. So, but kind of excited. So we'll turn it back over to you and say good evening to everyone. WA to you.
Okay, John, congratulations there. It'll be nice to get up there to Hinckley and have your little place there. Boy, I know you've been waiting on it for a while. So good luck, and get the paper signed and get in there. I think we had a conversation about this one night. Were you, did you know WA2OFK?
Oh, absolutely, Harry, sure.
Yeah, he just passed away. We had his funeral today.
Oh my goodness, I'll have to share that with, sorry to hear that. Yep, I've known Harry from the New England WeatherNet in years and years, so thanks for letting me know. Sorry to hear that, yep. WATU.
Okay, Josh, yeah, no, I remember you saying that. I couldn't remember what the context was, but yeah, now I remember that conversation where you were saying you talked with him on the New England traffic net there, and he used to do that. He used to do that all the time. I remember that even when I was a kid, him doing that. So, all right, John. Well, thanks for checking in. And again, good luck with the sale there, and hopefully that goes through good. And we won't be that far away. At least when I'm at camp, anyway. All right. Well, you have a good one, John, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black Blue Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KC2MBU.
KC2MBU, Ray, good evening. Well, I meant to say hi to you today. I saw you there, and there were so many people. I got talking around, and next thing I know, I looked around, and you weren't there. So we must have missed each other there in that at the service today. So what's going on with you, Ray?
We got 51 degrees, and it's just starting to rain. I got everything closed up, and got my veggie truck all topped off, ready to go to Rochester to the auction tomorrow. We got 8 cars I'm interested in East Lane tomorrow, so hopefully the weather won't be too bad, because everything looks good in the rain. You can't see what you're looking at. So we don't like rain, but I gotta watch the weather. See what the weatherman says.
You ever find that you buy too many cars that you can't take them all back in one shot?
Not lately. Used to. Sometimes I buy 5 or 6 cars. But when that happens, you just have the auction send them home. They transport them for $90 a piece. Drop them off in Rome at the old Ford dealer, Carbone Select. They put them in the donut parking lot right next door or something for $90. So it doesn't make sense to drive all the way out there and all the way back when for $90 they'll deliver it.
Okay, Roger that. I was thinking about that one there. What happens if he buys more cars than he can fit on the trailer? All right. Well, thanks, Ray. Thanks for checking in, and thanks for coming down there today. And all right, we'll catch up with you later. It's KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, I think I already said what I did today, other than we did get back, took down a couple trees in the yard here. My brother was up for the funeral, and we had some time sitting around here waiting for the rest of the family to get back, and he was joining them on the ride back. So while we were here, we took down a couple more trees in the yard, and then but after he left, I decided to take advantage of a little bit of free time and relax. Matter of fact, I dozed off watching TV a little bit. It's been a long few days here, and I'll be glad to, as weird as it sounds, I'll be glad to get back to work tomorrow and kind of get back into another, a regular routine again. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? And this will be the final. final call for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Jack, Clint, Pete, John, and Ray for checking in tonight, and say 73 to anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
KC2WI, Pete, if you're around, got three pieces of traffic for you. Four stations for Akon.
KC2MBU, good evening, no traffic.
This is N2WBX, good evening, folks, no traffic.
KC2NBU, Ray, and N2WBX, Beth. Thank you both for checking out. Looking for KC. Pete, if you're around, we've got traffic for you. KC2WY and one frequency. This is KB2KOJ for Akon. Final call for Akon, four stations with or without traffic. Any stations with or without traffic.
KC2, good evening, no traffic.
Thanks for calling in. Try again, please.
KC2NBU.
Got KC2NBU. Well, I got ya. Got to check in. Good acknowledge here. KC2WI, Pete, are you on frequency? We've got traffic for ya. Many people here from KC2WI, tell Pete we've got traffic for him and ask him if he can come in tomorrow night.
N2WBX, Foco, he was on the net earlier, but I haven't heard him since.
Okay, yeah, I forgot about that. I got busy with other stuff going on here, and that may want to make it. I'll make a final call here. Final call for Akon for stations with or without traffic.
KC2WI.
KC2WI, Pete, we've got traffic for you. Let me see where it is here. You ready to copy, Pete?
Stand by one. I just walked in the door, buttoning everything up because it's raining. Give me a minute here. I'm gonna dry my hands and grab a piece of paper.
Okie dokie, that's fine. Just let me know when you're ready here. In the meantime, I'll just make another call here for Akon. And I want to thank all you people up here for supporting Akon as well here. And great group here.
This is KB2KOJ, looking for stations with or without traffic. Who owns this repeater? Is this the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater?
This is Boonville Club repeater, KC2WI.
Okay, Boonville Club repeater, okay. Pete, just let me know when you're ready, and I'll pass the traffic. I've got two, and then Jack, then I've got one for you as well.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I have two. So please copy 456 routine. KB2KOJ 7, Earlville, New York, November 6th, going to Pete, KC2WI, Vic, your figures 1-1, your message number 11, Dict, D-I-C-K-S, Kilo Fox at Kilo Fox Tat 2, Golf Romeo, KF2GC, delivered, mixed group 06-15-100, so that would be today's date, and that would be 10-15-0. 15 times Zulu. Zulu time, so it would be 15. Be 10 in the morning now, so it would be 06-15-100. 7-3 break mark, KB2KOJ. End of that one.
C2WI, Roger.
Number 457, routine. KB2KOJ, 10, Earlville, New York. November 6th, going to KCP, KC2WI break. Received message. I say again, received message. Initial I, look forward to seeing you Saturday, 7-3 break, Tom, KF2GC. And my two for your station. How'd you do, Pete?
KC2WI, I roger the messages.
Okay, very good. And Pete, if you could stand by, ZNZ has traffic for you. I'll get on and tell that control that you're standing by, and he'll be up to pass the traffic, over.
I'll stand by.
Okay, I'll go way down right now. And thanks, Pete. Thanks for coming in. KB2KOJ. Thanks to everyone for checking in here as well. KB2KOJ, correct.
KC2WI from KA2ZNZ.
KA2ZNZ, KC2WI.
Pete, I got a short radiogram for you. Please copy number 264, routine. KA2ZNZ. 10, Liverpool, New York. November 6th. Going to Pete, KC2WI, Glenville, New York, break. I received your radiogram number 12, figures 1-2, today. Many thanks. 7-3 brick. Jim, Whiskey Alpha 1 Kilo Papa Golf. End of the traffic. How'd you do?
Roger the message.
Okay, very good. I've known that his wife, believe it or not, was in my novice tech class about 28 years ago. In fact, they weren't married then, but they were going together. So I kind of know Jim and his wife, Susan. Okay, very good. Thanks, Pete. Have a good evening. Have a good day tomorrow. KA2ZNZ.
Yeah, okay, Jack. Well, I remember, I knew them before they were married. We were all in the Salt City Ski Club, and I don't remember the exact details, but, you know, Jim got her to go get her license. And I'll tell you what, you never hear her on the air, but she, a few times when we were doing something maybe with Ski Patrol or where we used to do the Tug Hill Tourathon, I don't know if she ever came up there or not, but you know what, she was really, really good as like a net control for stuff like that. She just was very, you know, calm and organized, and it's too bad we couldn't get her more involved, but in any case, KC2WI.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I knew her father down in Cortland. I can't think of his call now, and I can't think of his first name. I've never been good at remembering names because he was Silent Key for many years now. But he was that way too. Very active on the air and always involved with something, you know, like net control, helping with this, helping with that. And as you say, she doesn't do a lot, but when she does it, she can do it very well. N2GNN, I think it is. Okay, very good. Yeah, I got a chance to talk with her first, because Jim wasn't there. By the time we got done chatting, Jim came in, so I talked to him directly. Okay, gotta get back. KA2GNN.
3KC2WI.